Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem.
Hashem, this is Tom Huffmeister returning your call.
Oh, hi Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I actually just left you a voicemail. I was leaving you a message about a pre-approval that we had sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago. Not quite sure if you had a chance to take a look at it.
No. No, I haven't seen any of that at all. Pre-approval for what?
It was a pre-approval for working capital and equipment.
No, I don't need any of that.
You guys are okay on the financing side?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, that's good. Is there any typical time of the year when you guys do that sort of deal?
No, I haven't done any of those deals. Yeah, I'm using my own funds and adequate and good and life's good.
Okay, good, great. Glad to hear that. I had it here in the UCC public filing system that you guys did something back in 2013. It looks like with the U.S. Bank. Was that the last time that you had done something there? Or is it like a line of credit maybe that's open or?
That's possible. Yeah, I run 2 or 3 lines of credit off of different things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't recall a line of credit with that. That might have been associated with one of my other companies, probably.
Oh, maybe with your was it the construction company?
Possibly.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would probably make more sense. Yeah.
Hard to tell.
Yeah.
I'm still running lines of credit here, but most of them are with my local bank.
Yeah, gotcha.
And US Bank would have been a specific line that was being used for one of my adult care businesses, for one of my buildings specifically, probably.
Gotcha. It was for like a particular project, probably.
Yeah. Those projects have been sold off. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't
see
a lot of those anymore at all.
Oh, really? What made you switch? The type of business that you were into.
Oh well, I hard to tell. Opportunity in assisted living, and I went toward it. And it's a huge market and huge demand, and we're very specifically designed to have competitive advantage in it. And away we go.
Good, very nice. Glad to hear that. Is there any time where you guys, take on any equipment or anything like that in order to get the projects done?
Try not to. Yeah, I hire contractors to build out those projects now, so I really don't.
Nice.
The goal
is kind of more on the the consulting side now.
Yeah, I'm on the management side. I manage the people within my buildings and stuff, and produce the buildings, develop the buildings, develop the projects.
Oh, gotcha.
Timing's right. I'll sell them off. Otherwise, we hold. But
until the time's right.
I'm not really doing much construction anymore where I have to have
capital always on hand.
Yeah.
How's the business running for you? You like growing every year? Is it pretty stable?
Depends on what I'm up to, how many buildings I'm putting together, how many projects I'm putting together, and we're always buying and selling something and doing something. So some years all we got is tax write-offs, and some years all we got is profit.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it's 6 and 7 year cycles when we're doing buildings, so it really,
I see.
Kind of hard to point to 1 year and go, hey, we did great this year.
Yeah. How long? Definitely. How long have you guys been in business?
I've been in business 34 years.
Oh, wow. This is with the construction company included?
Yeah, I had a couple construction companies, real estate company, development company. Was partial owner of a bank, created a bank and such. And
wow, so, you're all over the place.
Yeah, adult care business was pretty easy realm for us.
How did you get into that? I'm just curious, actually.
Visiting parents in care homes and going, this business cycle sucks and we're gonna fix it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And did you do it in the the same city where you visited?
Yeah. Actually, we did it in surrounding cities. And,
Wow, and you guys were successful from the start.
Yeah, we were super successful, and I've split off from old partners. I'm doing it all on my own because I'm the guy that did it all anyway.
That's
the way we go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing all the work, you deserve all the credit, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but... it was It was me pushing it, regardless of who joined the team.
Right.
But anyway,
well, good for you. Glad to hear that.
The same, and
absolutely. I actually did already shoot over an email to you. I believe is at thoffmeister@elderfirelodges.com. Just, you know, if you had anything come up at all, you could feel free to reach out to me, whether it's equipment or capital or whatever. We have match or beat policies here, too, so they're extremely competitive. We work with all kinds of lenders, good credit, bad credit, and, you know, we're able to get approvals for too many different kinds. But if anything does come up, you know, I'll be right there on file for you, and you can feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email.
Sounds good.
All right, Tom. Thank you. It was great talking to you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You too. Take care.